Live from Studio Way in West Hollywood, actually a dilapidated broom closet and a rundown fire trap overlooking the world-famous Sunset Strip. You're on the air with the Motivational Comedy Network, a show that's redefining motivation. Brought to you by Cellular Fantasy, providers of cellular products and services to LA and beyond. Cellular Fantasy, they do it all. And by Magicware, creators of Telemagic high-performance, fully customizable contact management software that will literally revolutionize your day-to-day business. I'm Jay Taylor.
And I'm Cash Landy. Welcome, Los Angeles, to another hour of the Motivational Comedy Hour.
Absolutely. Been a busy afternoon.
Oh, yes, it sure has.
Stopped by Metro Ford this afternoon to do a little discussing with them. What a busy dealership.
Boy, are they busy.
Well, they're talking to Walter Kirchen, who is the general manager. Nice, nice guy. And but we kept getting interrupted because there were so many deals going through there. It made me wanted to ask a question. What are they doing? Why are they writing so much business?
I couldn't believe how much business. Did you see that safe they had in the back?
Oh, gosh.
Oh, my God.
I looked
at
that.
Two armed guards?
My jaw dropped.
They are selling cars like no tomorrow.
And I asked Dorothy. Dorothy was the sales girl that you were talking to out in the parking lot there.
Very sweet lady.
Very nice lady, yeah. And I asked her, you know, what is the reason for so much business going on here? And she, you know, basically said, we don't get people to run around, and we're people-oriented people.
Very
so,
good.
Free tip.
Right.
It's like a free bang on the gong, too, for Metro Ford. Okay, that's it for
as
that.
As the one and only has spoken.
Yeah. Okay. This is a show for the motivationally challenged. And let's talk about what's going on.
Well, I'll tell you what. I have an idea today that we're going to start with a brain teaser, and we're going to give away tickets to the world-famous improv.
Improv.
That's right. And here's the brain teaser, right?
Okay.
There is one word in the English language that is always pronounced incorrectly. What is it? One more time. There is one word in the English language that is always pronounced incorrectly. What is it?
I know that. I know what that is.
Well, you can't tell.
Can I make a guess?
But you can't get the tickets.
Okay. Is it like the word no when they really mean yes?
Well, that's the way I look at it.
Okay. All right. Okay. Well, Victoria.
Hi.
Hey, we're with our screener, Victoria.
Yeah. Good to have you with us, Victoria.
Thanks for having me.
How's your week been?
Great. Really great.
Tell us about it.
Yeah, tell us a little bit about it. I asked her early, and she said that was her secret. It was Victoria's secret.
Nice line. That ought to make it someplace.
Thanks, Jay.
I just had a pleasant week. It was so relaxing, and I actually worked today.
Yes, tell us about what you did today.
I'm an actress, in case you guys don't know.
I didn't know that.
Today I had a little bit part on Days of Our Lives.
Wow. There were no bit parts, only bit parts.
good parts. Very nice. And will that air in a couple of weeks?
It will air in about 3 to 4 weeks.
So, here we have, we're going to have Victoria answer the phones. And what is that phone number? That
phone number is 1-888-422-5537.
All right.
You call that number and get to talk. To get to us, you got to get through Victoria.
That's right. And it's free.
Yeah.
Normally, to call her, it would be a lot more expensive.
Exactly. Exactly. Well, we do have...
She is an actress, you know.
We do have tickets to give away.
She's got agents. She's got managers.
So why don't I? Okay.
Today we have a great show. Today we're going to be talking about self-esteem.
Tell us about our guest.
And we have a phenomenal guest, Mario Magliari. I've known this man for at least 20 years.
Wait. Isn't he the guy that was supposed to be here 2 weeks ago? We had to drag that guy named Andy in here to fill in. Isn't that the guy?
Yeah, but you know, the good thing was is that Mario had this huge proposition going on in Las Vegas. And maybe he'll tell us a little bit about it. You know, we'll see.
Right, okay.
But he's here today, and we're really excited about having him. A great guest.
Well, we do have tickets to give away, which we're going to give away. We're going to have him Ask Mr. Comedy. And, of course, Mario Magliari, how do you say it, Cash? Magliari?
Yes.
Okay,
correct.
I did it right. Okay.
You did very well.
Right. We're going to be getting practical advice on self-esteem. We're taking your calls. So, Cash, how are you tonight?
I am sensational, but it'll get better. You know what, Jake? Believe the impossible. Every great achievement was once impossible until someone set a goal to make it a reality. And that's how I feel about life right now. I have never seen such a bright light at the end of the tunnel. I'm just not sure if it's daylight or the train.
The train. Well, you know what? What you just said, it just reminded me so much of what we talked about last week with the incredible Tom Hopkins. I lived that show all week long. It has kept me motivated almost as much as you motivate me.
Well, thank you very much, Jay.
But I learned a lot. Were you going to say something?
I was going to say that Eleanor Roosevelt, she is such an amazing woman. But she also said, the future belongs to those who believe in the beauty of their dreams. And that's what it's all about, self-esteem, having the dreams, and living that fulfillment.
Mm-hmm.
It's a wonderful thing. And a lot of people say, hey, you are a dreamer, Cash.
Nothing wrong with that either. We learned, too, a couple of weeks ago, don't let people steal your dreams.
That's
because,
right.
And I bet Mario will talk about that, too. I bet there have been times
my first grade teacher, Mrs. Cochran, tried to steal those dreams. She said, hey, you are a dreamer, Landy.
Well, thank goodness she didn't get away with it.
That's right.
Well, you know, when I go over the part here where I talk about what I learned about last week,
yeah.
It's like I listened to the show and I wrote down four pages. So, unfortunately, we're not going to have time for Mario and the rest of his group because of all the stuff we learned last week. But it was incredible. Like, success can mean different things to different people.
That's correct.
Right? I mean, new car, riches, happiness, whatever it might be. But this was his definition. The continuous journey towards the achievement of predetermined worthwhile goals.
That's right. Because the goal is the journey towards it.
Right.
Once you're there, you've got it, you realize it, it's gone.
It's a series of goals. It's like a blueprint for a house. It's a life print.
That's what
a life
it is.
Blueprint
a life
is what it is.
You know, Tom didn't say this last week, but what I will say about the goals is that you would not go to build a building in Los Angeles without plans. You could not even pick up a shovel or because you would need a permit.
Although I think the guy that built my house did do it without plans. I think it's possible.
Right. I've been to your house.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure that he didn't even do it with any nails.
So finished. Did you finish?
I think I'm finished.
Okay. We thought we were both finished a long time ago. But he said something that we've also been repeating, that you've got to make a decision to be a master of something. You remember that?
That's right.
Whether you're a salesperson, a speaker, an entertainer, a business mogul like Mario, whatever it is, you had to make a decision to be a master of something.
A friend of mine had a job down at the Santa Monica Pier baiting fish hooks.
And was he a master of it?
Yeah, he became a master baiter.
Okay, that's great. I mean, we need those. Find other masters is the second step. Once you become the master fish hooker, then you find other masters.
I think I taught him everything you know.
And become a diligent student. There's never been a master who was not first a diligent student. That's what Tom told us.
That's true.
And most people want to get on the journey and arrive without having to pay the price.
That's right. And you might remember that I reminded him that we must do the most productive things at every given moment.
Yeah. I mean, I got pages here. I'm not even going to go into all this stuff, but remember we talked about the metamorphosis.
That's right. The metamorphosis of the caterpillar
yeah.
into the butterfly. And that's what it's all about as well. The other thing is we talked about the championship creed.
Championship creed.
Jay?
No, I was just going to say that, you know, you're not judged by the number of times that you fail, but by the number of times you succeed.
That's right.
And that the number of times that you succeed is in direct proportion to the number of times that you can fail and keep trying.
And there's my life right there.
And a couple of examples that we didn't discuss, like Fran Tarkenton, the in-the-record-book Hall of Famer for the Minnesota Vikings.
That's right.
Completed more passes than any quarterback in NFL history.
That's
still
right.
Has that record. He also threw more interceptions
That's
than
right.
any quarterback.
Babe Ruth.
He failed. Yeah, failed more times. He struck out more times than he hit.
That's right. Babe Ruth set the standard for dating.
And that is?
If you think about it, when you think about Babe Ruth, you know, he struck out more times than anyone.
I'm going for that record.
I'm
challenging that record. No.
I will teach you how to understand a no is actually a yes in disguise.
Yes, okay. Baseball's Hall of Famers, if they get in there, if they hit 33% of the time, a third of the time, they're a success.
That's
so
right.
That's what we got
to get. If you were on Wall Street and you were right 51% of the time, you'd be one of the richest men in the world. And Will Rogers said, this is his advice. He said to me, Cash, buy stocks high and sell them higher.
Yeah.
That was a step to me.
Mario would probably agree with that, too.
Yes, Mario probably knew Will Rogers.
Yeah. Okay. I wish I had.
I wish I had, too.
I would love to. I listen to him on tape every once in a while.
That's right.
Anyway.
Yes, Jim.
A lot of stuff going on today.
Lot of stuff going on. And we're going to be talking about self-esteem. Because if you love yourself, then you could give love away. And how can you give away love if you don't feel it yourself? It's just amazing, amazing, amazing feeling about being self-positive. And that's what it's all about. You know, a lot of people say, Mikesh, how are you always so up all of the time?
Mm-hmm.
And that's because I get good night's rest. That's how it is. And most of the time I'm up. And I'm happy because it's all in between my two ears on how I feel. It's positive. It's happy. It's a good thing, Jay.
I've also heard in dating relationships it's the same thing, that if you don't love you don't love yourself, how can you expect anybody else to love you?
That's right.
I mean, and if you don't love yourself and you think miserably of yourself, your relationship's destined to fail anyway because you're going to bring it down.
That's right.
Yeah.
And there's a truth to that on the other side, that if you love yourself too much, then you can't give away that love.
You can't?
That's right. If you love yourself too much, well, you look yourself in the mirror and you say, oh, God, you're handsome. Oh, what a nice guy. Oh,
you've done this before. I see you do this all the time.
You've never seen it? Maybe you could guess by just looking at me because I am such a handsome guy.
Yes.
And ladies, the number to call is 888-4-C-A-L-L-E-R or
888-422-5537.
And for you men, you could call too.
That's right.
That's right. Hey, yeah. By the way, did you read today in the paper all of this sexual harassment business? The Army has finally put the clamp down, and now Beetle Bailey, the general, will no longer be flirting with Polly. Can you believe that?
No, I can't.
Oh, it's going even to the comics.
That's ridiculous. That's the way it has. I mean,
that's the way it has. Yes, Sergeant Major.
Okay, all right. Everything is changing. Okay, our guest today is going to be talking about self-esteem and where you need you on the phones because you get a chance to talk to the man himself. Mm-hmm. Call him Mr. Sunset Boulevard.
That's right. Hey, you know, my mother called me up. She said, hey, you know, with money in your pockets, not only are you a wise person, you're handsome, but you sing well, too.
What talent? What talent? Just no end to the talent.
No end to the family talent.
That's correct. You got it. Well,
by the way, listen to this, Jay. Some people have this death wish. And I was reading Bob Levy's Washington Post column.
Right.
And he says, we've all been interviewed for jobs, and these are some of the lowest of low things that have happened with 100 major American corporations when they were asked for their stories of the problems they had.
Uh-huh.
One guy came in. Can you imagine? He said to the job recruiter, he said, I'm so well qualified that if I don't get the job, it would prove that the company's management is incompetent.
Repeat that again.
He said he was so well qualified that if he didn't get the job, it would prove that the company's management was incompetent.
I hear that all the time.
Yeah, one person came and chewed bubble gum constantly and blowing bubbles. Another guy, right, a balding candidate, abruptly excused himself and returned to office a few minutes later wearing a hairpiece. Why would he do that? Because, you know what, his self-esteem wasn't there.
That's what I was thinking. It's like, why would you want to do that?
That's right. I mean, a man wore a jogging suit to an interview for a position as a vice president of finance.
What was he thinking? At a bank.
I mean, that's not, although he could get a job with us.
Maybe
he's president of finance.
Yeah, it was an easy job.
A guy walked into his office, and he had a little pinball machine on his desk, and an applicant challenged him to a game for the job.
There's some real business going on there. There's some really qualifications.
There are some real qualifications.
Really qualified.
But, you know, there are some people out there that are very qualified and really good. And that's one of our sponsors.
Magicware.
That's right. Magicware.
And what are they qualified in? And besides a lot of things.
You tell me, Jay.
Well, I will. High performance company. They have a contact manager software, high performance thing that is just taking LA by. Everybody's wanting it.
Everybody's wanting it.
You've got it ordered for me, right?
I have got it ordered for you.
Right,
I already have it on my
computer.
I know you do. When you get that box that actually has a computer in it instead of just the cover, that will work. You know, when you upgrade from that 286 machine that you've got. But anyway, this product will work.
No, I'm upgrading to a 286.
Oh, you're upgrading to it? Oh, that was just like one of those original PCs.
Yeah.
Anyway, Magicware is located right in Los Angeles, right here. And the number to call for Magicware is 213-852-7377. Again, that number is 213-852-7377. Now, Magicware, what they do, they have a high-performance company-wide contact manager software system. It interfaces with every department in your company, marketing, sales, accounting, customer service. Now, this is what it is.
Okay.
It's a rational database, and it goes up to three levels. A rational database is a database that can actually think for you. So if you put it in a company's name, let's just say I put in your name, Jay Taylor,
okay. And
I don't remember how I put you in because I had you in as the motivational
commentator. Right, I've done that before.
All of a sudden, I can search on anything that I've put into that computer to find you. I could, for example, look for if I only knew that your last name ended in an R.
Yeah.
I could find you
every R.
That.
Every R.
Just the last words ending in R. It's completely custom
what?
It's blah, 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 and blah, blah, blah. It's completely customizable for your individual needs. You could do more in less time. You maximize your potential. It's you only have to put it in once in the system. Not only that, it works on the Windows and DOS format. It generates your letters. It faxes. It has phone lists, email, scheduling. It dials the phone. It keeps tracks of all of your phone calls and correspondence. It's got a powerful report manager. But, you know, that's the product. But the company that represents it, Magicware, they are the second largest telemagic distributor in all of the United States.
Wow.
They are knowledgeable. They're an educational source. They give seminars. And by the way, if you call right now and mention our show,
okay,
the Motivational Comedy Network,
or radio or anything, yeah,
you will get not only a free needs analysis,
right,
absolutely no cost to you, but you will get a free 45-day trial evaluation of the complete software.
That's a month and a half.
It's amazing.
They're going to let me have it for a month and a half?
A month and a half, that's right. A month and a half for free.
Wow.
And it's the complete program. It's not like just part of it. It's the whole program.
So nobody does that. I mean, they're going to give, I mean, even the television ads, 29 days is what they give you, free trial. But that's 45 days.
That's it's an amazing deal.
It's an amazing offer.
And you know what? Magicware is a great company. I'll tell you, your company will be more responsive to your customers' needs if you deal with Magicware. They will assist you and your staff in becoming more professional and dependable. And with this program, you will never, ever, ever forget to make a phone call because it has a reminder and schedule program par excellence.
Speaking of phone calls, what's that number I should call?
The number you should call is 213-852-7377. One more time. 213-852-7377. They're also on the net, MagicWare, with a hyphen between magicandware.com, and they're located in Beverly Hills, so if you can't, or you can call the station, or you can call us to find them.
So by calling that number, I get the second largest telemagic dealership in the United States. I get a free analysis
all that
and
power that
a 45-day free trial evaluation for the complete software.
That's right.
Just by calling what number?
That's right. 213-852-7377.
Magicware. All right. Okay.
All right. So, tell me, what's up? That's a nice break.
That's a nice break. You should turn around. There's these young ladies out there that
all
have
right,
been looking to say hi to you.
Yes. We have some guests in the
Why
studio.
Are they out there?
Because they are out there and we're in here.
Do you know them?
I know them.
Oh, you know them?
I do know them.
It's okay for them.
I think I owe them money.
Oh, then you should stay out because
that's
he owes
there.
Me too. Okay. We got a guest coming up that we're going to be talking about self-esteem, a guy who is just a legend in...
A legend in my mind.
In my mind and in a lot of people's mind.
A lot of people's mind,
yeah.
But especially in my mind.
Yes, Mario Magliari. And...
Good morning, I'd like to have an argument. No, this is my first time.
I see. Well, we'll see who's free at the moment. Mr. DeBake, he's free, but he's a little bit conciliatory. No. Try Mr. Barnes, Route 12.
Thank you.
What do you want?
Well, I was so outside.
Don't give me that, you snotty face, you look mad. Got your festering job, you tit. Your type makes me puke. You vacuous, snotty nose.
I told you once.
No, you haven't.
Yes, I have.
When?
Just now.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did.
You didn't.
I did.
You didn't.
I'm telling you, I did.
You didn't.
Oh, I'm sorry. This is a 5-minute argument of the full half hour.
Ah, just the 5 minutes.
Just the 5 minutes. Thank you. Anyway, I did.
You most certainly did not.
Now, let's get one thing perfectly clear. I most definitely told
you. Oh, no, you didn't.
No, yes,
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 you didn't.
No, yes,
you didn't.
No, yes,
you didn't. Oh, look, this isn't an argument.
Yes, it is.
No, it isn't. Just contradiction.
No, it isn't.
It is.
It is not.
You just contradicted me.
No, I didn't.
We did.
No, no, no.
You did just that.
Nonsense.
Oh, this is futile.
No, it isn't.
Yes, it is. I came here for a good argument.
Ah, no, you didn't. You came here for an argument.
An argument isn't just contradiction.
Well, can be.
No, it can't. An argument is a connected series of statements intended to establish a proposition.
No, it isn't.
Yes, it is. Isn't just contradiction.
Look, if I argue with you, I must take up a contrary position.
Yes, but isn't just saying no, it isn't.
Yes, it is.
No, it isn't. No, it isn't. Argument is an intellectual process. Contradiction is just the automatic gainsay of anything the other person says.
It is not.
It is.
Not at all.
It is.
Thank you. That's it.
What?
That's it. Good morning.
But I was just getting interested.
Oh, I'm sorry. The 5 minutes is up.
That was never 5 minutes.
I'm afraid it was.
No, it wasn't.
I'm sorry, I'm not allowed to argue anymore.
What?
If you want me to go on arguing, you'll have to pay for another 5 minutes.
But that was never 5 minutes just now. Oh, come on! Oh, this is ridiculous.
I told you I'm not allowed to argue unless you pay.
Oh, all right. There you are. Well,
what?
That was never 5 minutes just now.
I told you I'm not allowed to argue unless you pay.
Well, I just paid.
No, you didn't.
I did.
Hey,
I don't want to argue about it.
Well, I'm very sorry, but you didn't pay.
Ah. Well, if I didn't pay, why are you arguing? Ah. Gotcha.
There you have it.
Yes, I have. If you're arguing, I must have paid.
Not necessarily. I could be arguing in my spare time.
Oh.
Now you have it.
You love Monty Python, don't you?
I love Monty Python, yeah. And that's one of my favorite bits of all time. It's called The Argument. But what, you know, the purpose of that is the self-esteem. Where here's this guy, he first walks into abuse, right?
Mm-hmm.
You stupid idiot! Just thinks, what? Huh? And then he has, I mean, what kind of person would really go in for an argument when you can get so many arguments? You know, Jay, I thought of this great idea that mm-hmm. we could have, because there's so many people out there right now
yeah.
that might need a place to blow off some steam, right?
Yeah.
And I thought, what a great idea.
I'm one of them.
If we set up a 900 number where people could call in and yell at us. You idiot. How could you do something like that?
But they do it anyway. I mean, it's like.
Yeah, but this way we'd have to take it and say.
That's right.
What? No.
I'm sorry.
No.
I'm sorry. Don't yell at me. Call my 900 number and pay me.
That's right. Exactly. Okay. Well, we have a guest.
Yes, we do.
And this guest I've been waiting for weeks and weeks
yes.
and weeks. And it's finally arrived. It's like Christmas. It's time to unwrap the gift.
I like what he said. He's a successful, we all know him as a successful entrepreneur, a nightclub owner, proprietor, restaurateur, a real estate mogul and developer. He comes from the streets of Chicago, but I like this. He's a longtime husband, father, and grandfather.
That's
he
right.
He likes that probably the best of anything.
And he's a wonderful human being. Ladies and gentlemen of the L.A. listening audience, please welcome Mr. Mario Magliaro.
Wow.
All right. Hey, Mario.
Going wild.
All right, so you're here. Say hi to the audience. Thank you. And that was Mario. Okay,
right.
Jay, what are we doing now?
Okay, now moving on to the next thing.
Mario, I've known you so long. I've been to the Rainbow and the Whiskey ever since the first day I got off the bus coming to L.A. I went over to your establishment, and I remember walking inside, and it's a two-floor story, and I come from New York.
Right.
And I walked up to the gentleman who runs the club, Tony, and I said, hey, where's the elevator? And he had me walking around looking for the elevator for about 5 minutes. I said, hey, there's no elevator here.
I want to know how you've stayed motivated for these years,
yes.
because you've got so many things to your credit.
Well, the reason for that, I enjoy doing what I'm doing. If I didn't enjoy it, I wouldn't be there.
That's right.
And it's fun. You meet people every day. Your day goes by faster. Your life goes by faster. And that's enjoyable.
Yeah, now, tell people who don't know about what the Rainbow, the Roxy, the Whiskey are. I mean, they've had to be living in a closet not to know these places or just gotten off the bus themselves from another foreign country.
They used to do albums from the Whiskey. I mean,
the Whiskey has been there for about 33 years. If you don't know the Whiskey, you don't know anybody.
That's right, yeah.
And the Rainbow and the Roxy have been there about 25 years now. And, of course, you know that the Rainbow is like it's a hangout for rock and rollers.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that's where they go, to the Rainbow. And
anybody famous ever go to the Rainbow?
Famous?
Other than me?
There was the Belushis, the Robin Williams, the De Niro's, Brett Eklund, Jack Nicholson. I can name them, you know, in my hand. So
yes.
many people there.
You know, the first time I walked upstairs to the little
the
lair,
dance floor,
right?
Yeah.
The first time,
yeah.
John Lennon, Alice Cooper... God,
the plaque is still up. It was just, the plaque is still
yeah.
up there where they used to call it the Vampire Club.
Yeah,
it's still there.
Yeah.
And that's where they hung. I used to talk to
Jimmy
Lennon.
Jimmy Page.
Yeah, he straightened out. He got his teeth back in again. John Lennon, I used to talk to a lot in the lot there. He's a nice young fella. Of course,
yeah.
I've always been older than everybody else.
That's
I'm
right.
Still older.
And the women, did any women ever go to this club?
You mean chicks?
Well, we're on in the air. Chicks. I guess in those days they were chicks, yeah.
Yeah, God, tell me about it. More girls come in a rainbow, I think, anywhere in the world. I mean, beautiful, just beautiful women. Good, you know, good people, good young people.
You know, personally, I think the secret to your club is the quality of the food. The food and the drinks. The drinks are, you know the trick to it. You give people their money's worth.
I've seen one guy walk out. He had two iced teas. He fell out as he got out the door. He couldn't walk anymore. He put so much booze and drinks. I'll lose all my profits, but that's where you go.
Yeah. But people come in, and then what you do is when you go to the Rainbow, now this is a brilliant idea that you had as well. What he had done is he had these beautiful cards printed up, and they're souvenir cards. Mm-hmm. And what he does when you come in on the weekend, or even is now every night of the week?
Weekdays, yeah, too.
Weekdays. What he does is you have to buy one of these cards to get into the door. But the card is redeemable for a drink at the bar.
Oh, yeah.
But they're so beautiful that people don't want to get them.
They don't want to do it. They want it as a souvenir.
I would rather them take it home.
That's profit.
So tell us, how did you get your start?
Well, I started in Chicago. I used to sell beer for Canadian Brewery in Chicago. Mm. I was a young guy. And, of course, everything in Chicago, it's not what you know, it's who you know. And they put you wherever they want to put you, a beer job, whatever you may have. Anyway, I wound up being a court bailiff for a number of years and had a saloon or restaurant. I had a business all my life.
Mm-hmm.
But I always walked around with a white shirt and a white T-shirt. If the bartender show up, I tend bar. If the cook don't show up, I cook. And that's, you know, that's the way I got started.
I hear you still do that.
Yes, I do. I get a mop today and go with the best of them.
Oh, man.
I walked into the club the other night, right? And there he was. Now, for those people who don't know who he is, he's a very successful businessman. Lives in one of those big houses on top of the hill, overlooks L.A. He's got houses everywhere in the world. He travels first class. He's got a beautiful wife. What else? I mean, he's got a beautiful family, a great son.
And all from selling those drink cards?
All from selling those drink cards.
That's right.
And right. And he's got, I don't know how many people work for him. And I walk in there, and there he is cleaning the tables, but he's doing it meticulously, whereas to the point where he's actually cleaning the ashtrays out.
Wow.
I sure do. I still do it.
Because you like doing it.
Well, I like to do it.
Keep in touch.
You can't. You know, I was down with one of the presidents over at the Golden Nugget in Vegas, Bob. We'll leave it at that. And
so many of them.
I saw him bend down and pick up paper off the floor. I said, you know, you're really impressive. You impressed me by doing what you just did. He's like me. I don't call a bus, but I do it because by the time he gets there, it's done.
Right.
I couldn't get over this guy.
See, that comes from because you believe so much in yourself, which is the self-esteem. Yeah. If you didn't have that self-esteem, and you know, you deal with a lot of people in restaurants, is it true that people who don't have high self-esteem give the staff a little harder time than those people who do?
People, you give people authority. If somebody has a restaurant or a person, you give any kind of authority, they abuse it. And you can't do it. I treat people the way I would want to be treated. Hey, hello, how are you? How you doing? How do you feel? It don't cost you nothing. And if it did, what the hell's the difference?
That's right.
If they work for you, they're making money for you. And what are you in business for?
Mm-hmm.
So you got to treat people the way you want to be treated. But the majority of people in business don't do that. They want to be, I know what you would call them.
Big shot?
Big shot or whatever. Or abuse an employee in front of some young girl. You know, I've seen that. And that's not where I'm at. I don't do that.
No, you don't.
I've been married over 50 years. I got 11 grandkids, 3 great-grandkids, and I'm still going.
That's right.
Did you always believe in yourself? Has the self-esteem been something with you for a long time? Or
positively, all my life, since the day I got out the streets of Chicago.
But you can't be born with that.
Well, God, I used to chase watermelon trucks down the streets in Chicago, Ogden Avenue, and the trucks were so loaded by the time they got started, it'd take time to get on. One guy get on top of the truck, and the three of us would be behind the truck, and he'd throw the watermelons off, and then we'd sell them on the corner. But, you know, all this stuff we did when we were kids, which was a lot of fun. We were stealing, which is not right, but I got by with it.
Uh-huh. Now, in those days, though, that was like wasn't Al Capone like the idol of everyone?
The brewery I worked for was owned by Al Capone, which he, I think, just got out of the penitentiary at the time.
Right.
And I don't want to mention names, but I worked there for quite a while. I was drove a truck handling beer, barrel beer, mm-hmm. or draft beer, what they call it. And I worked there for quite some time.
Mm-hmm. Did you know Elliot Ness, too?
No, I never, I'm glad I never run into him. I got a busted. But
like the Untouchables.
Yeah.
So now, when did you first come out to L.A.?
I was 40 years old when I came here. Now I'm 74. Right. Don't tell anybody.
So now let me see. You know, my grandfather, when he came over, he couldn't speak a word of English, and he had no money in his pocket. It was all sewn into the lining, and the only thing he could say was stick 'em up. You know?
Yeah.
So today's the millionaire.
They learn fast.
So the first thing you did was open the whiskey?
No, the whiskey was, I had, you know, saloons and restaurants in Chicago. I knew my business. I still know it. But the whiskey was a fellow, which is my partner today, is Elmer Valentine. He was a captain's bag man, as they call him in Chicago. He was a policeman. And he had the whiskey, and about 6 months into the whiskey, he called me up one day. I was semi-retired here in Canoga Park. I built a house.
At 40 years old.
Yeah. I made enough money. I don't need money. Yeah. And he says, they're robbing me. Around. Who's robbing you? There's his people that work there. So he said, you got to help me. So I went down there. Before you know it, I became his partner. I bought the building now, and I own everything. You know? I don't know how it happens, but it happens. But it's great.
Yeah.
But Elmer, to me, is like my kid. I take care of him. He's a good guy. And we go back to Chicago long, you know, many years. And I treat him sometimes better than I treat my wife. You know, he's my friend.
Mm-hmm. And, now, you're a very shrewd businessman. I've noticed that you've taken every inch of those clubs and manufactured into a money-making apparatus there. The billboards, the signs everywhere. Tell me about it.
We don't want to get into that.
I'm sure I'm listening.
I'd have the IRS chasing me.
Well, as I was saying, he's a pauper, and we'll be giving him bus fare to get back to the club.
We pay him $1 a show.
Oh, boy.
So, so back to the esteem issue a little bit. We talked, how do you work with motivation? There's got to be motivational problems, challenges within your own clubs.
Well,
and you've got to be like a cheerleader as well as the businessman who's
That's all part of business that I think you learn throughout the years, how to deal with people, how to handle people, not only your customers, but your help. God, the Rainbow, I got over 70 employees in there. Mm-hmm. You know, the little girl gets sick, you got a cold, honey, take it. You got to be a doctor, you got to be a father, a grandma. You got to be everything. And that's what I do.
Mm-hmm. Now, let me ask you, is there anything in your mind, when you wake up in the morning, is there anything that runs through your mind that you want to share as an advice to somebody else on how they could be up and happy? And I mean, there was a period of time, I know that you were living on the streets, you didn't have much money, things were tough, but yet you persisted. There was something inside you.
I shine shoes for 10 cents a pair, a nickel a pair. What do I get? Sold newspaper.
Is there anything you haven't done?
No, I did it all. I worked hard all my life, and I still work. And that's the only way to do anything in your life. You got to work at it. You don't get it for free. You got to work. Mm-hmm. You know, that's about it.
Our phone number is 1-888-422-5537. That's 888-422-5537. Your chance to talk to Mario Magliari, who is a successful entrepreneur. You want to ask him about business. You want to ask him about motivation. You want to ask him about anything. This guy's been around. This guy knows, and he's very, very savvy. Again, 888-422-5537. We're taking your calls right now. We've got tickets to give away, too. To the first caller, we got some improv tickets.
Mm-hmm.
We'll give away improv tickets to the first legitimate caller with a good question for Mario coming up. But right now, let's talk about cellular fantasy. Talk about communication. That's one of our sponsors is a full service cellular telephone provider.
Cellular fantasy.
And
it is a telephone service provider for all of your cellular needs.
And you're talking from personal experience. You use these guys.
I definitely use these guys.
So this is like not just an ad.
They're right here on Pico and the 405 freeway.
Right.
Their phone number is 310-478-5440. That's 310-478-5440, and they're located on 11054 West Pico Boulevard, and that's just east of the 405 in West Los Angeles. And you could also reach them by their website, and the website, coincidentally speaking, happens to be cellularfantasy.com.
I like the name, Cellular Fantasy.
You know what, Jay? I was speaking with Sia, and he said to me, hey, Cash, tell your audience about us, and if they mention our name, Motivational Comedy Network, then they will give a free Motorola StarTAC phone, Model 6000, which is the smallest phone in the world, if our radio listeners will go down there and join with a two-year agreement on the PAC 170 plan.
Wow.
The PAC 170 plan.
Wow.
Listen to this.
What is it?
First of all, you get 170 minutes of airtime.
Okay, that's a lot. That's a lot.
I mean, you could be talking forever, man.
Right.
You could be talking a lot.
Yeah.
Not only that, Let's say you talk more than 170 minutes. Who can possibly talk more than 170 minutes?
You can.
Oh, I can, yeah. But if you do, if you go over that, you also get 250 minutes of free weekend time.
Wow.
That's amazing.
I mean, that means you could basically cancel your home service on your
You could actually use your cellular phone
all the time.
That way you can go. You never have to worry where your phone is. Matter of fact, they probably could have a phone installed in your eyebrow if you want for this break. But anyway, not only that. Now, let's say you really talk up a storm and you just, like, leave the phone off the hook.
Right.
They are giving a complimentary rate of only 39 cents per minute. 39 cents per minute
wow.
in peak time and 23 cents per minute in off-peak time if you go over the 170 minutes. That is amazing. And you get a free phone. That phone is so small, Jay. I'm telling you.
You saw the phone.
Oh,
right?
It's glamorous. It's just gorgeous. And it's got like this little smart button on the side. It does all of these things. It's only one button operation. It is just totally amazing. And the price for the phone is free. Free when you mention the Motivational Comedy Network.
Because you listen to our show, they're going to give you a phone.
That's right.
That's a great thing.
That's right.
A great thing.
For the PAC 170 plan, only $99.99 a month. Jay, I'm stymied myself.
I am.
Cellular Fantasy, a full-service cellular telephone provider. And not only that, they have pager service as well. So you can get anything. And you know, just like Magicware, Cellular Fantasy, they're all knowledgeable people. If you go down there, if you have a question, they will be able to answer it.
Okay.
So if you ever had a question you wanted to ask and you didn't know where to go, Cellular Fantasy, the telephone number is 310-478-5440. That's 310-478-5440. Hello, my name is Cash Landy, and I want to come to your office to stimulate your sales force with the Cash Landy Self-Motivational Comedy Experience.
Cash Landy's Self-Motivational Comedy Experience uses humor as a means to deliver information that will increase the productivity of your sales and administrative staff.
Increase your productivity.
Our sessions are led by facilitators that have both corporate sales credentials and years of stand-up comedy experience. Our proven method of training is guaranteed to make your sales meetings more productive, profitable, and fun.
Fun, fun, fun.
Our sales strategies stay with your salespeople when they're out in the field. And the telephone techniques that we teach your administrative staff, they have a positive impact on the quality of customer service, lead generation, and number of sales closed over the phone.
You'll always get the messages correct. But the number to call to bring the Cash Landy Comedy Experience to you is 310-391-1365. That's 310-391-1365. And remember, you make it happen.
Our telephone number is 1-888-422-5537, 888-422-5537 to talk to Mario Magliari about business or motivation, whatever you have. But you asked a question a minute ago.
That's
correct. It was a teaser?
A brain teaser.
And would you like to give that again? I think we have someone on the line that would like to answer that. Let me get him on the line. We got Steve Vianti.
Yes.
Hi, Steve from Diamond Bar.
Hi.
Hi. Now, what's the question again, Cash?
I've got to answer this question correctly.
Hold it. Let's get
there's one word in the English language that is always pronounced incorrectly. Steve, what is it?
I have to answer that incorrectly.
But what's the answer? What's the answer?
Incorrectly.
I want to know what the word that was pronounced incorrectly.
Jay, who's on first?
Oh, incorrectly is the answer.
That's correct.
Oh, you know what?
So what do we have for Steve?
Steve, we have... Is my microphone on or is it just my
I hear you. Yeah,
okay, all right.
It's just
there we
your
go. Now it's coming just up. Now it's coming up. We have tickets to the Improv, Steve. We have tickets for you. Tickets for two.
The world-famous Improv, located at 8162 Melrose Avenue. Steve, what we do is we'll get your number, give it to Victoria, and we will mail you out your two passes to the Improv. Thanks for calling in.
Thank you very much. All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay.
All right.
Okay, great.
Our listeners are smart, intelligent. They can figure these things out.
See, I was still having a hard time with it.
And remember, the number to call is 888 422-5537, and coming up, we'll also have Ask Mr. Comedy.
That's right. But right now, we're asking Mr. Mario, and we're talking about different things.
So, Mario.
A very successful career.
Yes. To say the least, one of the most successful Now, all of these things come at you. I hear there's business problems in every business. What are some of the problems that come up in your business that you just basically, because of the way you do your business, you're able to put them off and have them go away and be handled correctly?
I don't have problems. You got problems. I don't have problems.
Do you have challenges?
I get the last word. How can I have problems?
Okay.
No problems at all.
So let me ask you, how do you get your produce?
Produce? I drive a truck every Wednesday down 8th and Central. and pick up with my chef, pick up all the produce we need, a few $1,000 worth for the week.
That's right.
We got big walk-in coolers, and we store it in there, and that lasts for the week.
Mm-hmm.
I drive the truck, though, because I enjoy doing what I'm doing. I keep saying that. I like to pick up my own tomatoes, my own this, my own, and everything I look at, every box I look at. And sometime at the market, they'll give you some stuff that's being eaten by rats. You accept it, you're going with it, you pay for it, you blow it, you know, you lose
that's
it.
That's right, yeah.
So you got to watch everything.
So if I get a salad at the restaurant, then I know, I can be assured that you personally chose that tomato.
Jay, positively.
It is the best salad.
I looked at
you
10 cases this morning. I got home about 5:30 this morning. I looked at about 10 cases of tomatoes that I brought at one place down there. I looked at every box, and boy, they're so red and so beautiful. You know, you just got to look.
Picks his own produce.
Now, people must pick up the fact that you're a happy human being and you're content with who you are and you've got so many things going on. But it seems to me that the people that work for you seem to stay there forever. You like to get rid of them. You have to, like, make sure that they're too old
to
walk.
The cook, the chef, Mr. Miguel, you've probably seen, that guy used to wash the washrooms.
Right.
I taught him to do what he does. Santos, the bartender, used to work at the Whiskey's, the busboy. He'd drop trays every day. I want to kill him. But I taught him how to be the bartender, so they learn. But you got good employees. But then again, you got to take care of these people. You got families like you or anybody else. They got to take care of their families. You got to pay them well. You got to give them a bonus. You got to take care of people. You don't take care of them, you lose them. And I got people. I got Tony that's been at 25 years.
Mm-hmm.
Weber's been there over 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
Filippo, I got one guy there for 30 years. And I had that guy in the whiskey. I used to give him $15 a day. You know, that's terrible.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway.
And those were the old days. $15 was worth a million in those days.
He wanted to take Sunday off and go to church. I said, you ever see me take Sunday off and go to church? I said, here's your church right here. I said, you work, you don't work, you're fired. He's still with me today. Raise a family. He bought a house. I helped with it, you know. So, you know, they're good people.
Jay, you're looking for a job?
I don't have 33 years. to be a bartender there, I would have to get in line to be a busboy.
Uh-huh.
That would be fun to do.
Oh,
that would be a lot of fun.
I have to say that it's been a very enjoyable time to spend with you, and I just feel like I've been enlightened. And is there anything that you would like to say to our listening audience before you say goodbye and maybe give them a bit of advice?
I would like to say that the younger people, and what I've seen, you know, this generation is the young people, they think dope. Drugs is good for you. Mm-hmm. Dope is for dopes. That's just what it means. Get the hell off the drugs. Stay off.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Be clean.
Yeah.
Live your life. Enjoy your life because it's very short. It goes by fast.
That's right.
And we're talking to somebody who's done a great life.
Yeah.
And phenomenal life.
A very successful man. You can't do it with that type of atmosphere.
Mm-hmm.
Just can't be done.
Well, I want to thank you for being our guest. You're a marvelous human being, a great speaker, and I wish you a lot of luck in everything you do and that you're around a lot longer than me.
And as a parting gift, I have a free drink ticket to the whiskey.
Oh,
Rainbow
wonderful.
Room that, and don't spend it. Don't use it. Okay. Mario Magliari, very nice guest. Thank you very much.
Very, very, very nice.
Well, Cash, we've got Ask Mr. Comedy coming up.
That's right.
We've got Ask Mr. Comedy. And take care. Bye, Mario. We're just going right out. Anyway, we've got that coming up. So you've got motivational challenges. You've got motivational problems. We want to ask Mr. Comedy, and we're taking your calls right now at 888-422-5537 on KYPA.
Hello, my name is Cash Landy, and I want to come to your office to stimulate your sales force with the Cash Landy Self-Motivational Comedy Experience.
Cash Landy's Self-Motivational Comedy Experience uses humor as a means to deliver information that will increase the productivity of your sales and administrative staff.
Increase your productivity.
Our sessions are led by facilitators that have both corporate sales credentials and years of stand-up comedy experience. Our proven method of training is guaranteed to make your sales meetings more productive, profitable, and fun.
Fun, fun, fun.
Our sales strategies stay with your salespeople when they're out in the field. And the telephone techniques that we teach your administrative staff, they have a positive impact on the quality of customer service, lead generation, and number of sales closed over the phone.
You'll always get the messages correct. But the number to call to bring the Cash Landy Comedy Experience to you is 310-391-1365. That's 310-391-1365. And remember, you make it happen.
KYPA and the Motivational Comedy Network with Jay Taylor.
And Cash Landy.
And we're now asking Mr. Comedy. A series of are part of the program where we're giving you a chance to call in and ask Mr. Comedy your motivational challenges. I don't care what it is. We want to take your phone calls. And I've got a fax here, Mr. Comedy, that came in, when did this came in last Saturday, actually. We got it over the weekend.
Okay.
It says, and it's a guy from, let's see where it comes from. We see this fax from Peter Goldrod in West Hollywood, and it says, Dear Mr. Comedy.
Dear Mr. Peter Goldrod.
Yes. You, Cash, and Jay are terrific. Does he think there's three of us here?
Well, Mr. Comedy, maybe it's the accents I do.
You, Cash, and Jay are terrific, and you brighten my day. Keep up the good work on such a fun and innovative program. Now, here's my problem. Well, first of all, he hasn't got a problem. He's got a challenge. So we want to correct you, Peter Goldrod in West Hollywood. It is not a problem. It is only merely a challenge.
That's correct, okay. Peter. Thank you. We've answered his question. Let's take the next call.
No, wait. We've got to finish his facts here. On a recent show, you discussed a topic that is near and dear to my heart, persistence. I've always believed in never giving up, but lately I've been accused of not knowing when to quit. It has to do with my ex-wife. You see, I've been divorced for 4.5 years ago.
That is a challenge.
She divorced me 4.5 years ago because she said I was and am a complete jerk. But, but I still love her, and I keep sending her presents hoping that she'll know how much I love her and have a change of heart. However, she keeps throwing my gifts of love in the garbage and tells me to go to hell. Mr. Comedy, I don't want to hear all that negative stuff. I'm a positive person who believes only quitters lose and only losers quit. Last week, after 3 unhousebroken Siberian huskies that I sent her did their business on her carpet and then trashed her apartment, she swore out a warrant for my arrest. Tell me, Mr. Comedy, I'm desperately trying to overlook her bad attitude. But when is enough enough? Would even a highly motivated person like you dare tell me to give it up? Signed, not Jolly in West Holly, but still keeping the faith, Peter Goldrod.
Peter, I am speechless for the first time in my life.
You have stumped Mr. Comedy. Where's the prize?
Peter, let me tell you about this. Women are funny sometimes. Sometimes when they say no, they actually mean no. Now, you're kind of throwing me off, Peter, because I always like to think that no is a term of endearment. Because the very first word that my mother told me was no. She taught me that. As a matter of fact, the very first word I heard my mother say in the delivery room was no. So no is good. But I think that what's happening here, Peter, is that you're not just getting a no. You are getting a lot more.
A lot more of a no.
You know what, Peter? I think you would be much better off to bury those husky dogs into your own house and take them home where you can give them all the love and affection that these dogs would need. And you know what, Peter? I want to tell you one other thing. Seek psychiatric help. Thank you very much, Peter.
Okay, there we are. Another Angelino put on the fast track to success by Mr. Comedy and KYPA. Let's go to the phone right now. We've got Kathy in Los Angeles asking about Cash's seminar. Hello, Kathy.
Hi.
How are you?
Hi, Kathy.
Great. How are you?
Good.
Sensational. It'll get better.
Yeah, it will get better. And we're going to give you 2 tickets to the improv. How's that?
Oh, my God.
See, what a lucky caller you are. Now, you have something you want to ask Mr. Comedy.
Yes, I wanted to know how many days a month he has his seminars.
How many days a month I have my seminar? Well, I'm on the menstrual cycle right now.
Yeah.
And I bring along a menstrual with me right now.
So we do our seminars
on a need basis, and we specialize in going into the corporations. So I would say that right now we're not doing it enough because we're 31 days in the month.
Yeah.
And this month I haven't done it 31 days, so we still have some openings.
We have openings.
And if you want to call the number, which is 310-391-1365, that's 310-391-1365, you can come down and we'll call up and we will give you some information on how you can get your seminar for your company.
Kathy, let me ask you a question, Kathy. Do you own your own business or are you calling on behalf of management?
My husband owns his own business.
Ah, and so, you're kind of getting information for him.
I am.
You've come to the right place.
Well, let me tell you this about my seminars. They're fun, they're enjoyable, and they're very informative. And people, you know, today what happens is everybody is so serious, but now is the time to take it light. Now's the time to use the things that make you laugh into business and to expand everything that it is you want to expand in your life. Make yourself a better person. People like being around people who are happy. I know from my own experience, people love being around me because I make them laugh. And that's what I would say to you as well, Kathy.
Kathy,
wonderful.
Thanks for calling in.
Thank you, guys.
You got 2 tickets to the improv, okay?
Thank you so
all right.
much.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Okay.
Bye now, Kathy.
888-422-5537. You know what you just said, Cash, was very important because Tom Hopkins brought that up last week, too. He said, you know, we who are in business need to lighten up. Our clients should have fun with us. Now, any time that Tom says he can spend with another human being, he wants to make sure it's motivational in a positive way, educational so you can both learn something from each other. But then he wants to have fun. He said life should be a celebration.
You know, Jay, you're right. I've got a surprise for you. You want to have some fun?
It depends what kind of surprise, what
hey,
kind of fun you have in
look
mind.
Look at this, Jay.
Yeah. Oh, Cash. Oh, no. Okay.
Guess yeah. what, Jay? What? I booked a guest on the show for 2 weeks from now, for July 10th.
Well, first of all, who's coming up next week?
Next week.
Is it like
don't interrupt.
Okay.
I've got a special guest.
Well, I like to put things on here.
We have Dennis Waitley, the number one author of all time.
Are you kidding?
Dennis Waitley.
He's
that's
on
correct.
Our show?
Yes, sir. Yes,
wow.
sir. That's my baby.
Wow.
Dennis Waitley, the author of The Psychology of Winning.
Isn't he the most published author of all time?
That's right. Most published
and
author
he's going to be
motivation.
On our show?
On
oh,
our
wow.
show. That
all
is
right.
correct. And leading up to him,
yeah.
we have none other than the president of the Los Angeles Speakers Association, Miss Bonnie Dean.
Wow.
Bonnie Dean. That's right, ladies
well,
and gentlemen.
We got some good guests coming up.
And then after that, yeah. after Dennis Waitley, yeah. we're going to have a follow-up with Dennis's partner who wrote the book, Attitude, Your Internal Compass, co-wrote it with Dennis Waitley, Mr. Boyd Matheson. So we're going to have Boyd Matheson, and then after that, we've got another guest coming up this spectacular, Mr. Kevin West.
Mr. Kevin West from the Actors Network.
From the Actors
and
Network.
And he's put together quite an organization.
Oh,
quite
yeah.
an organization. He's got a story to tell, too. They all, you know, everybody's got a story to tell, but we've got some people on our show that have some exceptional stories to tell.
That's correct, James.
Exceptional
unbelievable.
Story to tell.
And I have an exceptional story to tell as well.
Exactly, you are.
Because I've got the Cash Landy Comedy Motivational yep. Experience that goes into corporations.
Right.
And my number for that is 310-391-1365. That's 310-391-1365. And what do I do, Jay?
Well, you have all. You're asking me what you do? Well, he do a lot of things. But what you do is you go into these sales meetings and basically turn their sales meeting into one that they remember, one
right.
that becomes exciting, and one that people kind of really get into. The garbage man's coming in to pick up the trash, I think, is what all that noise in the background is. But you have these things like you can make it happen in the morning things or like an afternoon affirmation in action, which is designed to charge the sales staff. And like Tom Hopkins said, you know, you've got to lighten up. You've got to have this attitude of being of humorous, of humor, because it sticks with people.
I will come in to your organization, tailor-made program for what you want to cover, and I guarantee you that when I leave, your people will be glad that I left. No. your people will remember it long after I'm gone. Long after I'm gone. And the things that I leave behind, they will find useful in their business and in their life and will be more productive and more just better.
You're not talking about your little black book, of course.
No, no, I'm not talking about
productive,
no, no.
Right.
Uh-huh. Now, I come yeah. in and I'll teach you some things about motivation. I will teach you how to, for example, how to talk on the telephone. Here's a good example.
Okay.
A lot of people, when they call up somebody and they leave a voicemail message, they're mm-hmm. really not sure what actually to do. Well, the first thing that you want to do is you say your name. And that's the first thing that you should say. And
that
why
sounds like
that?
A very obvious thing. Why are you saying that?
Because most people won't say it.
Really?
Most people will say, Jay, blah, 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 and my number is 310, blah, 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 blah.
That irritates me.
And
that
you can't make it.
Me,
so
no.
the first thing that you want to say is, Jay, hi, this is Cash Landy. I'm yeah. calling about, then uh-huh. you say what you're calling about. My number is, and then leave your number. And leave your number in a slow manner. 310-391-1365.
Oh, by the way, you don't have to give me your number anymore. You still do that to me all the time, and I know yours by heart. But, you know, there's some people that I could return the phone call, but if I have to go to the trouble to look it up,
that's right.
I'll have to get it later.
I think it's important every time you leave a message to leave your number.
Yes.
And the last thing that I want to point out mm-hmm. is at the end of the message, say something positive like, hey, thank you very much. I'm looking forward to hearing from you.
That's
and
good.
There you go. And
that's
so that's
good.
A tip that I'll share with everybody. But we do more than that, and, of course, we add some humor to it. Attitude is the way you view your life, your experiences, your environment, your opportunities, your problems, your choices, your responses. Attitude is the direction which you lean on all ideas and issues. It's either failure reinforcing or success reinforcing. Those are words from Dennis Waitley, and we are going to have him on as a guest on the 10th of July, a very exciting moment.
I can't believe it. So set your calendars for the 10th of July, Dennis Waitley. Hey, where's the time gone today?
Unbelievable.
I can't believe it. Victoria, how you doing?
I'm doing great, thanks.
You look great, too, if I can say that. Yeah, you look fantastic.
Thank you so much.
And
did you have a good time today?
I had a great time. That Mario is awesome. He's really a great guy. He's real people, you know? Work hard, persistence in any occupation you do, and, you know, and it pays off. Quite an inspiration.
Yes, he is. Yes, he is. Well, we've got things coming up next week. We've got more tickets to give away. We've got just jam-packed shows. And we want to thank you for the response that you've given our show.
That's right.
We've had a lot of positive response to this new program. And we want to thank you for listening and being a part of us.
And remember, next week we have Bonnie Dean. And Bonnie Dean is known as the motion coach. And she's known for getting people up and off their assets.
Yeah. Cash, where are you performing this week? Quickly.
This week I am over at the Comedy Store. And I'm over at the Comedy Store on July 11th as well, so I'm going to be at the Comedy Store.
Okay. Oh, don't forget, we were brought to you by Cellular Fantasy and Magicware. Fantasy was the provider of cellular service, and that's all the time we have.
And remember, Lele, you make it happen.
The opinions expressed on the preceding program are not necessarily the opinions of the staff and management of KYPA Los Angeles and KWPA Pomona. How would you like to have the